At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Okay, we've got something here. Feels almost like digging up a classified file, you know. Project Looking Glass.
1954, Dr. Elon McBezos.
Right, and the core of it, a mirror. But not just any mirror. Supposedly one designed to, well, peek into other realities.
Yeah, and the description itself is intriguing. A large circular mirror made of some kind of unknown metal alloy.
Mm-hmm.
And its first function wasn't like seeing crazy alien worlds. It was subtle, just showing the same room, but different. Tiny changes.
Almost like different possibilities playing out, little variations.
Exactly. Suggests maybe a very specific, fine-tuned kind of observation they were aiming for, at least initially.
But then it shifted, didn't it, dramatically?
Yeah. The mirror shows McBezos himself, another version of him.
And he looks absolutely terrified, silently mouthing, what was it?
Don't trust them. Chilling.
Instantly, he shuts the whole project down, destroys his notes, everything. Or tries to.
Tries to, yeah. Because the mirror itself, they kept it. Stashed away in some secret facility.
Which is weird, right?
Yeah.
After that warning, why keep the device?
Well, it's a huge question, isn't it? Maybe they saw immense power, even if it was dangerous power. Or maybe they just didn't get how serious it was, wanted to control something they fundamentally couldn't grasp.
Okay, so let's jump ahead.
Yeah.
Decades later, 2023.
Right. An old, abandoned facility. Classic urban explorer territory.
And these explorers, they stumble upon it, the mirror, still there, intact.
Incredible. And they actually managed to activate it.
They do. And this time, no subtle reflections. It's a full-blown vision. A nightmare, really.
What did they see?
A ruined world. Collapsed society, red sky, and versions of themselves staring back.
Whoa, not subtle variations anymore.
Not at all. These versions were emotionless.
Yeah.
Just blank stares.
That's a massive leap from what McBezos saw. It makes you wonder, did activating it do something, push it further?
Yeah.
Or did the reality on the other side change that drastically over, what, 70 years?
Or both. And then, just as they're taking this horror in, they hear a voice. Or maybe it's projected somehow.
Just before it shattered.
Yeah. The final message. We're coming. And then, boom, the mirror shatters violently.
Wow. Okay. So, a lot to unpack there. It sounds like pure fiction, but within this narrative, where do we even start?
Well, let's look at the possibilities. Theory one, Project Looking Glass was real. Actual tech may be based on that weird alloy tapping into something, quantum foam, parallel universes, whatever, but suppressed.
Right. And the don't trust them warning could be about, well, who? The project leads, the government funding it, or something in that other reality McBezos glimpsed.
Exactly. Or theory two, maybe it wasn't technology in the way we think of it.
How so?
Maybe it was something else, an accidental gateway, a natural phenomenon linked to that specific alloy, something McBezos stumbled on and tried, maybe foolishly, to control or weaponize.
So less invention, more discovery of something inherently unpredictable, maybe even forbidden. I like that. It changes the perspective quite a bit.
It does. And that warning from the other McBezos, don't trust them, it hangs over everything, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Who are they in his reality? What threat was he seeing? Was it specific to his world or a warning about the entities the explorers eventually saw?
And the destruction. McBezos trying to destroy his notes, erase the path back, then the mirror shattering decades later.
It feels deliberate both times. McBezos trying to close the door he opened. And the 2023 shattering, was that just the system overloading from the contact?
Or was it them? The ones who said, we're coming, slamming the door from their side, maybe, or breaking through.
That's the terrifying part. And why was the 2023 contact so hostile compared to the initial glimpses McBezos had?
Did something change in our reality or theirs? Did the act of observing over time become an act of intrusion? Do we provoke them somehow just by looking?
Which brings up huge ethical questions, right? If you can look into other timelines or universes, should you? What happens if they look back?
Mm-hmm. Is observation ever truly passive at that scale?
Especially when the messages are, don't trust them and we're coming. That doesn't exactly sound like a friendly invitation to chat. It sounds like, well, a prelude to conflict, an invasion maybe.
What responsibility do we have if our actions, even just looking, cause ripples or attract unwanted attention from elsewhere?
And you have to wonder about the human agendas, too. Back in 54, was the government just curious? Or did they have, you know, military applications in mind?
Standard procedure, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And the explorers in 2023, were they just thrill-seeking? Or were they looking for something specific? Maybe rumors of the Looking Glass Project drew them there?
Could be. But that final message, we're coming. It echoes, doesn't it? Right before the connection breaks.
It feels less like an ending and more like a pause,
yeah.
A threat left hanging.
And maybe, think about this, maybe that message wasn't just for the explorers in that moment.
Maybe it wasn't just for them in that abandoned room.
Yeah, maybe that chilling promise, we're coming, travels further than we think, leaves you, the listener, with that sense of unease.
What if the barrier isn't as solid as we like to believe? What if that message is still out there, waiting? Makes you think twice about what might be just out of sight.